Sport on the hard shoulder.
With Visit Pennsylvania. Experience the World Cup on the 4th of July only in Philadelphia. Search visitpa.com.
Yeah, Mick McCarthy with me from Off the Ball Towers to talk about the weekend sporting action. We'll talk about what's happening right now first, will we, Mick? How's the Ryder Cup going?
It's gone very, very well for Europe, Kieran. 3-1 after the morning foursomes. It looked at one stage like it could even be better. They lost the final match. But yeah, unbelievable stuff. They ended up like hammering the Americans in the first three games out. John Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton beat Bryson DeChambeau and Justin Thomas 4-3. Ludvig Åberg and Matt Fitzpatrick beat Scotty Scheffler, who nobody can beat, and Russell Henley 5-3. And Rory McIlroy was superb this morning. Him and Tommy Fleetwood hammered Colin Morikawa and Harris English. And then, unfortunately, Robert McIntyre and Victor Hovland lost to Schauffele and Cantlay. So that gets a point on the board for Americans. And big news in the momentum shift, Donald Trump has shown up. Everybody's gone mad. Trump is there. The Americans are fired up. There's been national anthems.
Scotty couldn't have been more fawning of Donald Trump when he was asked about him in the press conference during the week about what a great guy he is. He always texts him and rings him after he wins a tournament.
Yeah.
So Scotty is walking out into the tee box now for the afternoon session for the beginning of the foursomes. So maybe it'll be just the shot in the arm he needs. What is the lineup in the foursomes this afternoon?
In response to the arrival of Donald Trump, Luke Donald has hit back with a little bit of Ireland because he's put Rory McIlroy out with Shane Lowry in the final four ball of the afternoon. They're up against Burns and Cantlay again. Cantlay, McIlroy, a bit of history from last year. Yeah. And Shane Lowry got involved in that one too. So that could be a bit of fireworks. That's the last one out. So we'll see how that's going. As you mentioned, they're about to tee off for the afternoon four balls. America need a big one. And Scotty Scheffler is out with the US Open winner, JJ Spahn, and he's up against John Rahm and Seb Straka. Ben Griffin and Bryson DeChambeau are up against the English pair, Tommy Fleetwood and Justin Rose. And then you have Cameron Young and Justin Thomas, who was poor this morning, and surprising he's going out again today against Ludvig Åberg and Rasmus Højgaard. And then, as I said, we have McIlroy and Lowry anchoring it up. So interesting afternoon ahead, given how well Europe did. That is a bit of a surprise. People didn't expect Europe to come out all guns blazing and make an impact like they have.
How have the crowds been?
Loud, boisterous. Not too bad during general play, thankfully.
Okay.
From what I saw now this morning, first tee, like, introducing the European players, booing vociferously and going, that's a bit knock off. But then would, you know, quiet down, let them hit their shot, then go mad again. So, like, if it lasts like that all weekend, that's a fun weekend.
Harrington was on with us during the week and he said, once that happens, all the stuff in between won't bother them.
Yeah.
He says, these guys are used to playing the PGA Tour. People scream out random things to get on the TV as soon as their club touches the ball. Once it doesn't happen in the backswing, he says, you can kind of ignore all of that.
And you could see it yesterday. There was a viral clip that went around. Rory McIlroy was fixing the button.
Oh, sorry, it's actually very clever, yeah.
Yeah, and somebody said that you don't need a button to choke. And McIlroy and Lowry turned around at the same time with the same attitude and was like, that's a good one. That is very funny. Yeah. You know, so I think if the European players are built that way this week where they're going to just enjoy it for what it is, then it won't affect them negatively.
All right. Well, listen, we'll keep a close eye on that and there'll be updates this evening as well and off the ball of the four balls and then right throughout the weekend through to Sunday evening. You've got League of Ireland this evening as well on the show, have you?
Yeah, we've got live coverage of Bows and Rovers, Rovers and Bows, I should say. It's in Talla, which is as big a game as you can get in the League of Ireland, regardless of what's happening. But it is also the added spice tonight of Shamrock Rovers possibly sewing up the league and win the league title if it has to happen. I mean, Derry Rovers would have to win, obviously, to rule Bows out of contention, and obviously Derry would have to lose in Drogheda as well.
It feels like this season is slightly the payback for the great slow bicycle race that we all enjoyed last season, where about four of them could have won it, they all looked like they didn't want to at one stage, but it added to the excitement of it.
We're definitely not after the Lord Mayor's Ball with our live coverage and off the ball, you know, the year after the greatest season of all time.
exactly. It has been a bit easy for Rovers
It's been straightforward and they're such a good team, and that's the other thing. Like, last year was absolutely brilliant and so much credit has to go to Damien Duff and Shelburne and everything like that, and
there was Galway as well and Pats.
Everyone was involved and Pats went on the run, but it all came from the fact that Rovers weren't at their best, and this year they've been close to their best, and you know they're going to wrap up the league, if not tonight then next week. They're in a cup semi-final next week, they're in the league stages of the Conference League. This is Shamrock Rovers, you know, the all-conquering Shamrock Rovers under Stephen Bradley back again this season. And unfortunately for the league, when that happens, there's not really much that teams can do about it. Except Bows have a really good record against them this season. They've beaten them three times, like so.
Okay,
tonight
so
might not
might
be the night.
They might spoil the party a little bit tonight. All right. Well, listen, there's going to be live coverage on Off the Ball as well as those Ryder Cup updates this evening. You're going to the NFL this weekend, are you?
I am. I'll be working at it. I'll be in a rare trip to the press box in Croke Park for myself. And not for hurling or football, but for American football. It's going to be an interesting occasion. Anyone who's been around Dublin City Centre in the last couple of days, there is a lot of Americans.
Huge
walking
crowd,
around
isn't
the
there?
Place.
Yeah,
it really is. Like, you know, you think you're kind of used to it around Six Nations games or so on, but this is taking it to a whole new level, really. And yeah, you can only expect more over the course of the weekend. We're talking, according to NFL estimates, 2/3 of the tickets have been sold outside of Ireland, be they from America or from the UK and Europe, of people coming to the games. So there's going to be a lot of people in Dublin this weekend, but it should be an amazing occasion.
Is it going to be an annual thing or semi-annual?
We don't know yet. There's no commitment.
Which is every second year, semi or biannual? Biannual? Is that
biennial,
twice a year?
Biennial.
Every second year.
Can never figure those out. But we don't know yet, is the truth, because this has basically been seen as a test case. The GEA and Croke Park have said they absolutely would love it to be an annual thing. I think the NFL have said they're open to it, but they don't commit beyond the year ahead. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But I don't see many reasons as to why it wouldn't be, because apparently the NFL have said that this is the most interest they've had from American fans looking for tickets for any international game they've ever hosted.
Okay. So, all right. So that bodes well for people who want to see it here all the time. The URC is actually getting underway this weekend.
Yeah, it's getting underway in about a half an hour, actually, in
South
Africa.
You'd be forgiven for not noticing.
That's absolutely the case. Leinster are playing the Stormers in South Africa at 6 o'clock. And later on tonight, then Ulster are playing the Dragons at 8. And then Munster and Connacht are both in action tomorrow night. I think you're right. I don't think it's a major concern or anything. Rugby does tend to creep in.
Yeah.
It's one of those sports that I think the season doesn't start with a bang. It starts and it kind of creeps in. And by the time we get to the November internationals, we're back into the season then a little bit as well. The one thing I would say, though, is the URC is not what it was 5 or 6 years ago. You can't afford to be sloppy. You can't afford to start the season poorly, the way Munster have, especially in the last 2 years, where they've been playing catch-up, trying to qualify for Europe for the rest of the season and very nearly not made it. So them especially under new coach Clayton McMillan, people will be very interested in seeing against the Scarlets tomorrow night. Stuart Lancaster is the new coach at Connacht. They host Benetton. So those games tomorrow should hold a lot of interest.
All right. Then before you go, Premier League, is it Arsenal-Newcastle the pick of the weekend?
It probably is. Yeah, I think a lot of Irish people will be interested in Brentford versus Manchester United tomorrow morning. Well, tomorrow afternoon at 12:30, but Newcastle-Arsenal is probably the big game in terms of the title. Will Arsenal go and shut up shop at a tough away trip at Newcastle is the question everybody's asking after they kind of did that at home to Manchester City last Sunday.
The spirit of George Graham alive and well. That's what I'd like to see. That's the Arsenal of old. Anyway, Mick McCarthy from Off the Ball. Mick, thank you very, very much.
Sport on the hard shoulder.
With Visit Pennsylvania. Experience the World Cup on the 4th of July only in Philadelphia. Search visitpa.com.